Masechtas Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Katan Kairei Bat Taira Umetargim. A Katan is allowed to be the Bal Kairei, and he's also allowed to be the one that translates the Torah. And the reason for this is that it's different than a Megillah. A Megillah, each person has an individual chiyuv to read the Megillah. And we rely on Shenei Ka'oineh, on listening to a Bal Kairei, to be Yotze ourselves. So therefore, a Katan who does not have the same chiyuv that we do could not be Yotze us. However, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, there's a different chiyuv. It's not an individual chiyuv. The chiyuv is that the Torah be read publicly, and a katan can accomplish this as well as anyone else. So therefore, we allow a katan to do it. And as far as being a mitargim, since he can be the Bal Kairei, he certainly can be the mitargim. Avaleinu Paris al Shema, he can't be the one that divides up the Shema, because he can't say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Veino Oivel Lefnei HaTeva, he can't be the Shliach Tzvi before Chazar Sashatz. Veino Noisias Kapov, and he cannot duchen without being accompanied by an adult. And again, these all have to do with the katan not having the same chiyuv as everyone else, and therefore he can't be yaitz to them. Or in the case of duchening, it's a bizayon to the kehila that they have to rely on a katan. Paicheach. Now we have a case of an adult who is he has tattered clothing, ripped clothing, and a couple of pshatim. Either it means that his parts of his body are exposed. According to Rashi, even the knees are just exposed. So the Mishnah is going to say, Paris al Shema, that he's allowed to be the one that divides up the Shema, because he doesn't go all the way up in front of the Aron. He does it from a distance in the Shul, and therefore it's not considered as much of a bizayon. Or Metargim, it can also be the one that translates the Torah, because this wasn't considered a major activity in the Shul. It was of minor importance, and therefore he could do it. It wouldn't be as much of a bizayon. Aval eno karir bat Torah, he can't lane. Veino oivel lefnei ateva, he can't and he cannot duchin, because any of these would be considered a bizayin to the tzibur for him to do it. Suma, what about a person that's blind? He can divide the Shema. Now, even though he's going to say the bracha of Berchas HaMa'ayreis, where we're thanking Hashem for the sun and the moon, and the blind person doesn't directly benefit from the sun and the moon because he can't see, but nevertheless, since he indirectly benefits because the people that help him, they use the sun and the moon to see. So therefore, he's allowed to make the bracha. Umetargimi can also be the translator because the translation was done by heart, and therefore, a suma is just as eligible as anyone else who is able to see. Rabbi Huda says, Kol shalei ram ayrois miyamav, if you have a blind person that was blind from birth and never ever saw the sun and never directly benefited from the light in his life, so then in a paris al shema, he cannot divide the shema because Rabbi Huda holds that he never received the direct benefit and therefore he can't make the bracha. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Huda. Zok Mishnah Zayin. So now we have a case of a kohen that's going to go up to duchen, and we know that you're not allowed to look at the kohen's hands while he's duchening, because the shechina comes through the fingers from when the fingers are separated. So if you have a kohen that has some sort of deformity or something on his hands, that's going to entice people to want to look because it's something strange to see, something unusual. So then it's going to be a problem for him to duchen. And obviously, this Mishnah would not be applicable nowadays, because nowadays the minhag is that the kohen would cover his hands with his talis. But in those days where the kohen was not, hands were not covered and were exposed, so the Mishnah is going to tell us what would be a problem. So kohen sheyesh biyad of mumin. A kohen has some mum on his hands. So for example, he has markings on his hands, or they're bent in a certain way, or he can't separate them. And again, this is something unusual, and people are going to be enticed to look up and look at it. So then lo yisus kapov, he cannot duchen, because again, people are going to want to stare at his hands, and it's a problem of looking at his hands while he's duchening. Rabbi Huda says, af mi shahayu yadav tzvuos, even if his hands had some sort of dye on them, so these are types of material that create a bluish dye or a reddish dye. The point is that it's going to be markings on his hand. Again, people are going to want to look at it. Lo yisus kapov, then he shouldn't raise his hands, meaning he shouldn't duchen. Mipnei sheam mistaklim boy, because people are going to stare at him while he's duchening. Now they do clarify that if you're in a place where everybody has this, so for example, if you're in a minyan of people who work with dye, let's say seifrim, okay, seifrim have black on their hands all the time. So his blackened hands would be no, or a shoemaker. So his blackened hands would be no different than anyone else's blackened hands. So therefore, no one would be enticed to look. That's brought down by the Rav. And as I mentioned, nowadays the custom is anyway to cover the hands with the talis. Therefore, this halacha wouldn't apply today.